NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been a Kissinger watcher for going on 35 years now, and he says there are lessons from the past to apply to today's appointment, lessons even from the Reagan years.
Henry Kissinger has been called back into service once before to perform a presidential investigative chore. In 1983, President Reagan named him chairman of a bipartisan commission that made a whirlwind tour of Central America and produced a 132-page report endorsing the Reagan policy of opposing what he called the Soviet-Cuban challenge in the region. This time, Dr. Kissinger, never quite happy about being out of the government, is lending his scholarship and his celebrityhood to presiding over the commission that President Bush never wanted. For months, the White House insisted that congressional intelligence committees were up to the job of ferreting out what went wrong before September 11th. But the pressure of the victims' families for an independent investigation proved too strong in the end. Typically, in establishing the commission, there was some manipulation. The primary role of this investigation will be not unearthing lapses and mistakes, but helping the administration learn the tactics and motives of the enemy. Further, the issuance of subpoenas will require a majority of the 10-member commission or Chairman Kissinger acting in agreement with the Democratic vice chairman. All this should help to minimize the finger-pointing and the blame-laying that the Bush administration is so anxious to avoid. All of this has a familiar ring to those who remember Kissingerian subtlety all the way back to 1968, when he was consulting with President Johnson during the Vietnam War and reporting to the Nixon campaign. The president said today that Dr. Kissinger will bring broad experience, clear thinking, and careful judgment to this important task. What is sure is that Dr. Kissinger will do nothing to embarrass the president. This is Daniel Shore.